Hi, this is Kerry. Today I want to talk to you about a very important topic, networking. Most people network to help themselves. It makes sense. They join groups, they go to meetings, attend events with the purpose of developing relationships with others that can help them in their career. I actually believe this is the wrong approach. I advise people to network with the intention to help others. They'll be unique that way. The intention to help others, not themselves. My experience is that if you go about networking in this manner, you're going to be astounded at the opportunities that come your way. If you network with the intent to help others, it's going to become clear to the people you are meeting. And interestingly enough, it's going to result in enhanced relationships for you that further your business or career. You're going to be unique because you're not asking somebody for something all the time. I have a friend who's been doing this for years. He does it amazingly well. He looks for ways to help everyone he meets. You have to have it in your heart, okay? It can't be, you know, yeah, you can fake it a little bit, but he has it in his heart. As he helps them, which he often does, it results in them either helping him in some small way or introducing him to others that help him in an even larger way. Sort of the pay it forward philosophy of networking. It's very interesting. It works. I actually applied this thinking when I wanted to spread the word about my initial book. Why didn't they teach me this in school? 99 personal money management principles to live by. I spoke to any group that would listen to me about the important principles of money management. Okay, anybody. No group was too small and there was no charge for my talks. I spoke to homeless shelters. Different organizations. I actually spoke to the very wealthy on it for free. Schools and libraries. My plan wasn't to sell books. It never was. My only plan at the time was to educate people on this important subject. You could say I was networking with a purpose to help them. Never thought of it that way. It never was my goal to sell books. Now that was over 150,000 books ago. I never realized I was developing a network of people who helped me spread the word. I have made friends through this book that I never thought I would have, who we communicate all the time and talk about different things. Enough about that. As you may know, there are many networking events out there. Definitely go to as many as you have time for, okay? When you meet the people there, the inclination is to look for contacts important to you and set up follow meetings or calls with them. I'm not saying not to do that, but also try something different. Tell everyone you meet, if there's anything I can do to help you, please let me know. Even do that to the speakers and leaders at the meetings. You're going to be surprised. You're going to surprise them because everyone is always asking them for your help. And then in turn, you may be surprised when that person remembers you and offers you an opportunity. I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that you're always networking. Anytime you're meeting people, talking to people, or interacting with people in any way, you are networking. Many careers are made at informal events or happenstance meetings. I got promoted to another division early in my career at Kraft because I got to know the general manager of another division who I was working out with at the gym every morning. I had no idea that he was that high up in the organization. He was just a gym buddy. So, please make a positive impression on everyone you meet and look to help everyone you meet. This is Kerry Siegel reminding you to not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes control of you.